left off discussing various types of chazaka. Mentioned the Tosus and Ksubas and Daf Ayin Hey, the comments that one cannot equate the Cheskas Haguf with a Cheskas Hadin. The Tosus comments that a Cheskas Haguf is considered to be far superior, that a Limle Cheskas Haguf Mishar Chazakos, even to the extent that instances of Tarti L'Reyasa, Tosus mentions in the Sugya and Daf Ayin Hey of Mumin, even though that there is a Mum Befaneinu, a Chazaka Dehashta, and even though there was a Cheskas Pnuya, nonetheless, that we don't assume Tarti L'Reyasa in a case of a Cheskas Haguf. Shev Shmaitza quotes the Tosus in Shmaitza Beis and Perek Beis, and also mentions the Kiddush, that how is it that one can assume this in light of that Sugya we discussed in Nidan Daf Beis of Mikvash Ninda Venim Tzofasim. He also mentioned the Kiddush of the Pnei Yeshua we'll have to discuss in the Tesla Mabeis, and that is what happens a Cheskas Haguf regarding Rov. Can one possibly argue that Cheskas Haguf is even stronger than a Rov itself? Because when it comes to Rov, the Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, and we assume like the view of Shmuel that Ein Holchin B'mamanacha Rov. And yet, in the Mishnayos that we'll see in Daf Yudbeis, the Machlokas Rav Magamliel and Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yeshua, that based on a Cheskas Haguf, we insist that the husband is obligated to pay the Dmei Ksuva. So the Shmaitza quotes the Schirsh of Pnei Yeshua and the Sugya and Daf Ayin Hey with Beis, that perhaps one could argue that a Cheskas Haguf will even prevail over the concept of Rov. And even in cases when Rov does not work, a Chazaka of that nature will be sufficient. Why should there be a difference in Cheskas Haguf as opposed to Cheskas Hadin? So we start discussing the following Kiddush. Sometimes Chazaka can deal with the absolute cause at hand, and sometimes Chazaka only deals with a secondary effect. The Kiddush that the Shar Yosher writes in Shar Beis is when you deal with the Cheskas Hadin, simply you're dealing with the effect. If a kli had a cheskas hadin that it was tamei, so therefore we will pask in the halacha that the kli remains the cheskas tumah. What in fact actually occurred when it was immersed in the mikvah? The answer is we don't know, and that cheskas hadin does not directly shed any light at all on the ikar hasafek. It simply deals with the toldo, the totsah, the effect, but rather than the cause itself. That's not true when it comes to a case of a cheskas haguf. A cheskas haguf will mean that al pidin, we have a right to assume that she, for example, is a besula. That's the cheskas haguf. She was a besula, and we don't know that that had changed, so therefore, we can assume that akshav nivala, but up until that point, she was a besula. So that's what Reb Shimon writes, that cheskas haguf, that relates to the ikar hasafek. Cheskas Hadin is what must kick in when the Safek cannot be resolved. So therefore, very simply, the Tolada, the Totsa will be the state of Tuma, the state of Tara. In that sense, that is maintained. So for example, when it comes to the case of Mikvah Shnimda V'nim Tzofasa, when we say the Kli is Tame, we still don't know. In terms of what happened with the Mikvah itself, nonetheless, that is the concept of a Cheskas Hadin. This is very important in terms of the source of Chazaka itself. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud Mabez raises the very simple issue, how do we know that we follow Chazaka? There must be some Makar Midaraisa for the concept of Chazaka. So the Gemara quotes the first day of the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Am Rabbi Yonasan, it's based on Nigei Batin. After all, the Pasuk says when it comes to Tumas Saras, V'yotza HaKohen Min HaBayis, and therefore he declares that this is a Bayis Tamanuga. The Gemara raises the following kasha, how does the Kohen know that that is true? That Dilma Batzalei Shiura, that maybe since he saw it, now the Shir is considered to be a smaller one. And as Tosus points out, knowing what the precise Shir is true, then the Kula, then the Chumra. If the Shir is small, you won't declare it as a Bayis HaMenuga. And it's crucial to be able to determine what the exact Shir is now, in order to see in the coming week, whether the Shir has increased or whether it has not. So the Gemara says, how can we determine the shear of the tsaras and the bayis? The answer is that uke acheske. We have a concept of chazaka. That's a case of a cheske saguf. Good. The Gemara raises the following issue: the maskefer of Acha Bar Yaakov. How do you know that that's true? The dilma kagon shiotze derech achorov. Maybe the Torah is talking about a particular hechatimsa where the kohen is backing out of the house and he's always able to see the area of the tsaras when he will declare that this is a bayis hamanuga. So how can you necessarily derive from the parsha of Nigei Batim the concept of chazaka, specifically a cheskas haguf? That's the kasha of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. V'dilma kagon shiyatza derech achora. Good. So the Rishonim are very bothered. And what is the shita of Rav Abba Yaakov? That's what the Ramban discusses. The Rashba, you can take a look at length in Chedushin Haran, and that's Sigin Chulin and Daf Yirma Beis. What exactly is the halacha according to Rav Abba Yaakov? You mean to say he denies entirely the concept of a cheskas aguf? You mean that according to Rabbi Yaakov, that's the halacha, that the kohen is necessary to walk out of the house backwards in order to be able to see at every instant that the tzaras is still intact as it was previously? Is that true? So the Chiddush Aran writes that no, certainly not. Even Rabbi Yaakov admits la halacha that a kohen is allowed to exit the house kedarka. Rabbi Yaakov was simply making the following ha'ara, that the ein raya minigei batim, you can't prove it from the pasuk, because one could argue that the pasuk is referring to such an instance. So that's the chiddush that the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Chiddush Aran describe at length. That it's not that Rabbi Achab Yaakov disagrees with the whole concept of chesgas haguf, but rather you'll be hard pressed necessarily to assume that it's muhach from that pasuk, because after all, one could argue kagon shiyatza derech achora. If you look in the Marsha, there in Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph, within the Shita Tosas, the Ramasko Mana, Marsha suggests the following. So what then is the Makor, according to Rav Achar Yaakov, for the concept of a Chizkos Aguf? If you can't prove it from the Pasuk, and that was his objection, so to argue he denies the concept of Chizkos Aguf, the other Rishonim point out, very difficult. So what in fact is the Makor? So that's the chiddush that the Marsha comments, that according to Rav Chaim Yaakov, it must be halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that we follow the concept of chazak. This is also discussed in the Tshuvas Chut HaMashulosh, at the Tshuvas of Rav Chaim V'lozhner, in Chelet Gimel and Sin in Chav Zayin, the possibility of chazaka being a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Number one, the difficulty according to Rav Chaim Yaakov. Number two, the following are, let's assume mamish like the shita of Rabbi Yonasan, that chazaka is derived from Yotze HaKohanin HaBayis. Yeah, but that's talking about a case of a cheskas haguf. And we know that the concept of chazaka certainly extends beyond cheskas haguf. And Tosfos comments that we discussed yesterday in the Afayin Hay, that the Cheskas Haguf is the strong Chazaka. Alim Ishar Chazakos. So what's the source? That's what Chaim Loshner discusses in the Chut HaMashulash of a Cheskas Hadin. So that's what he argues in Chut HaMashulash, that perhaps even according to Rabbi Yonasan, you must argue that Chazaka is also Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Not all aspects of chazaka are going to be derived simply from the Yotze HaKohen HaBayis. That's one case the Torah gives. But all the other elements of chazaka are not going to be derived, and therefore perhaps everyone must agree on some level that the concept of chazaka is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, or he suggests, or perhaps mitzad hasvara, that in fact should be so. But this is a fascinating possibility, that even the way we assume the halacha, like the view of Rabbi Yonasan, that there's a different makor for cheskas haguf as opposed to a cheskas hadin. The cheskas haguf that's written directly in the pasuk of Yotze HaKohen Min HaBayis, and the cheskas hadin that is based on halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. There's a fascinating footnote in the Tshuvas Chelukas Yoav. It's found in the Psichat Yoredeya in Sif Beis. Right in the Hashmat, in the footnote. And this is what he assumes, is true halacha. Cheskas haguf, that's b'gzeres hakasav. Cheskas hadin, everyone has to agree. But that's based on some Masorah, some Kabbalah, some halacha, Moshe Mitzrayim. After all, how can you derive the weak cheskas hadin, right, from the very strong cheskas haguf? We discussed after Shir yesterday with some of you the concept of Kelaim and Tzitzis, for example, right, the Chiddush of the Tosfos of Menachos Nafmen, that's Mamash Hutshra with all the Nafkaminas. You know what the Ramban discusses, that on the one hand Hutshra, on the other hand that can be a source for the Sukin Yevamos of Esed Ophalos Hasein. The Torah can give you the most extreme Makar, right, and yet it can also be a source for the Chios that are not as strong, rayas that are not as compelling, and as a case of kalayim and tzitzis. And therefore, it's no stira to assume, as Siddha Chalosa say, but to assume, like Rabbi Natan, that kalayim and tzitzis is so true. Right here also, in a similar context, you have a pasuk that tells you cheskas haguf, which is the strongest chazaka, and yet we assume the halacha of chazakos as well. Is that all rooted in the pasuk? Or is there a separate makar? Perhaps that's simply a Kabbalah halacha moshe mizina. In fact, the Chalkas Yoav points out the following issue, that Tosfos explains, Nivamos Nefayin Zayin, the Rambam writes this in the Hagdama, it is Rahim, that what does it mean to assume something as halacha moshe mizina? As opposed to everything else, which is not moshe mizina, Rahman Islam. So the Rambam writes the following, when you have something which is a halacha moshe mizina, that means that there's no machlokas regarding such an issue. Everyone agrees an esrog is an esrog. That's the Rambam's example of halacha moshe mizina. Right? You don't find the dissenting view that's going to tell us that no, you're obligated to take something else other than esrog. That's the halacha moshe mizina. Chalkas Yoav explains very simply, that certainly is not true in detail. There are many detailed machlokas, even regarding something which is halacha moshe mizinai. Aspects of tefillah halacha moshe mizinai, esrog could be halacha moshe mizinai, the concept of lavud and so on halacha moshe mizinai, yet there could be a machlokas in detail, but there's no machlokas in principle regarding that which is halacha moshe mizinai. And that basis, Chalkas Yoav writes the following. You mean to say that according to Rabbi Yonasan, Chazaki is a pasuk, v'yotza koi min habayis, and according to Rabbi Achra B'Yakov, it's a halacha moshe mizinai? He writes, everyone agrees Chazaka is a halacha moshe mizinai. Even Rabbi Yonasan has to admit Chazaka is a halacha moshe mizinai when it comes to Cheskas Hadin and other forms of Chazakas. No one denies that. They're arguing simply about the following detail. When it comes to Cheskas Haguf, the strongest form of Chazaka, is that also merely halacha moshe mizinai? Or is that something which is mefurish b'kra, the pasuk yotza koi min habayis? But the two shitas are very, very similar. Everyone agrees to some extent you must come on to a concept of a kabbalah mesor halacha moshe mizinai for certain forms of chazaka that are not mefurish b'kra at all. And now you can argue about the detail, does that extend to cheskas haguf as well? Chalkas Yoav even goes as far as to argue the following, that there should be an afkamin when it comes to onshin. Is there necessarily an onish when halach is simply based on a concept of chazaka? And he suggests that following chiddush, that ein onsh nal chazaka d'dina, a cheskas hadin, which is halacha moshe mizinai, and that there will not necessarily be an onish. If something is considered to be a cheskas haguf, then that, according to Rabbi Yonasan, is absolutely explicit in the pasuk of Yatzak Koim in Habayis. So we started to discuss is the following. One could argue that chazaka generally is all but Torah's nihug. But even within that concept of nihug, still, right, one type of chazaka can be more compelling than another. Cheskas Hadin, which doesn't affect and doesn't discuss the Ikar HaSafek, it pales compared to a Cheskas Haguf. Or one could argue that perhaps that's not true. Maybe the pasuk of Yatza Komin Habayis is not just simply Nihug, but that Al Kedin is considered to be a Hachra, that's considered to be Birur. Do we really assume the Halacha is a Safek when the Kohen leaves the house, whether in fact the Saras is present and whether it's not? Or do we assume the pasuk says v'yatzah kamin habayis that the Kohen has the right to assume the Torah's vaday, that that in fact is the case? Vashenkin and mikveh v'nimzav insofaser cheskes hadin, there certainly were molde that the chazaka, right, does not confirm the suffix, it doesn't clarify any point, but rather the suffix is bimkom omeh. So perhaps one could argue even to that extent, right, the difference between a cheskes haguf as birur as opposed to a cheskes hadin, which is simply nihug, and the suffix remains bimkom omeh. As we discussed, comparable, for example, to the case of suffix tumah, where Tosfos writes mikan laba as opposed to mafreya. or the Tosfos writes Nazir and Daf Nun Zayin. At a Cheskas Hadin, meaning that we know that this Nazir was Becheskas Tahara. So we'll assume he remains Becheskas Tahara. And therefore, even if someone says, Re'isi Tumash Nizir Kabenechem, that will not be sufficient to alter that Cheskas Hadin. That certainly does not operate with Torah's Birur. The Birur is impossible, Tosfos says. It's Iyashalihios. One person is absolutely Tamei. But the bottom line is that since that tomb is only b'torah safek, so the cheskes hadin, that will be maintained. And that's what Rabbi Chaim discusses in Baba Basra, and Osayin Ches in the Kovet Shiurim, that that's why Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adiv. That if certain Chazakos only operate b'torah as nihu, and Rov, let's assume, is considered to be that which is Nivarer, so in such a case, it's not that one takes precedence over the other, really they're addressing two very different issues. That's why a cheskas haguf can prevail over a cheskas hadin. The cheskas hadin tells you what to do when you cannot resolve, and the cheskas haguf will serve, to an extent, right, as a resolution of that suffix itself. There's a fascinating issue that the Nesivos raises, and that's in Simen Lamed Aleph, regarding joining two different types of chazakah. The Ramah writes in Simen Lamed Daled B'Choshen Mishpat in Siv Chav Gimel the following case. People come to Beis Din and they are made that these individuals violated an Avera that renders them posel egos. They are posel egos not from that time, but they're posel egos from the time, right, of the Maisa Avera. Let's assume, for example, there is a suffix, the Rama writes, as to whether they were Bali Avera at the time of a particular Haggadah Seidus. So Rama writes, Aval Eim Yodim Im Avar Kodem Sheheiro Achar Kach. If we're not sure as to whether they were kosher or posel at the time of that Haggadah, long ago. So in such a case, we establish the chazakah that they are considered to be kosher eidus. Mukminan gavra chazkaso, v'chol ma shehi kosher ad shiadinan de'ovar kodem lechem. That's the makos in Tshuva Sarivash. If there's a din Torah, for example, and last year two eidim testified and they were accepted, unless we know definitively that they were apostle at that time, the governor has cheskas kashrus. Tzitzos is bothered, right, by the following kasha. He quotes this the name of the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Aleph, in Shmaitza Gimel. He's bothered by the following. Right, given our familiarity with these sukkahs, right, isn't this a case also of a tar to the reyesa? Why is that true? Number one is Harei Posel Lefanecha. Right now everyone admits that this person cannot give Eidus. There's a Chazaka Dahashta, Posel Lefanecha. And number two, in the Din Torah, isn't there a Cheskas Mamon? A Muchsak. So that should serve, right, as a Tarti Dereyasa. On the one hand, you have a chazaka d'dina that they are b'cheskas kashrus, until you know differently. But right now, posel hu lefanecha, and there's a concept of chazaka cheskas mamon. That's a shmaitzes kasha. The Tzos answers, right, based on the Tosas that we discussed, that no, you only assume tarti d'reyasa, chazaka d'ashta, when it's chaser v'asoi, where the chazaka dahashta of now is relevant to the past. Like mikvah, where it is possible that that was a gradual process. However, when anything is an immediate process, like besula ba'ula, or the case of sakin, or here, the maisa vera that rendered that person posel edus, so in such a case, there the chazaka dahashta is not relevant. That's what the Tzos argues. So it's not considered to be an instance of tarti l'reyasa because of the same svara that we had in our sugya, chasav asa, mamish the Tosas Harash. The Nesivis commenting on this kashan, the Tzos, the Sheres Maishna, the Nesivis, the Simon Lamadalit, and Siput and Tesvav, writes the following Kiddush. The only time you can have a Tarti the Reyesa is when you're combining similar chazakos. And here the Nesinus writes the following Kiddush. When it comes to a case of a mikveh shenindav nimtzo chaser, a chezkas tuma, as well as a chazaka dahashta, so in such a case, shnei hachazakos, chazakos hamavarosin, Kiddush. Both of those chazakos shed light to an extent on what happened. They're called chazakos hamavaros. And therefore, you can have a tarti l'reyesa. Here, the case that Tzos deals with is very difficult. You have a chazaka dahashta, hari posel lefanecha. But what's the second chazaka? Hamotzi mecharav haraya, chezkas mamon. That's the chiddush that the Nesivus writes, that a chezkas mamon, muhsa, cannot be combined with chazaka de mekara, chazaka dahashta. Because a chezkas mamon of hamotzi mecharav haraya just simply tells us the following: she'ein yochol mahotzi miyad hamuchsad below raya, either based on a sfer or based on a gzeras hakasu. But the concept of hamotzi mirchav haraya does not serve as birur in any shape or form. That's the chiddush that Nesivus writes. A chiddush in both directions. That all chazakos, a chazaka de din, a chazaka de meikara, chazaka de hashta, to some extent, is not absolute birur. But they're linked, that each one does shed light. Mashenkin, when it comes to a chezkas mamon knows that Bezin says, we have absolutely no idea. The Tavea says A, the Nitfah says B. Bezin turns to Tavea and says, Hamotzi mirchav haraya. They don't even pretend to have any clue as to what happened. But simply the burden, the onus of proof is on you. That's the chiddush that the Nesivus writes. So therefore, even though the Gemara will have Tar to the Reyes in combining chazakos, one cannot combine a chazaka, dahashta, together with the concept of muhsak. That's a chiddush. And the Nesivus reiterates this in Simin Samachay, in Simin Ayinay, in Sifkat and Dalim. Here the Nesivus writes the following, that there are shnei mini chazakos, two different types of chazak entirely. One is a chazaka mivareres ha-emes. Mashenkin, when it comes to the concept of Hamotzi Mirchav Haraya, there's no Anan Sahadi. It's Einu Mavar HaEmes whatsoever. It just simply means that if all you're left with is Safek, so in such a case, we will Paskan Hamotzi Mirchav Haraya. Both of those points in the Sivas are right to Chiddush. To argue that even Chazaka Demeikara, Chazaka Dahashta is a form of Birur, and that Hamotzi Mirchav Haraya just simply means no birur whatsoever, but barring any raya, will maintain, so to speak, the status quo you're considered to be the mufsa. If you look, for example, in the Kuntres HaSfekos, in the very back of the Tzos raises the following fundamental safek. Let's assume that you possess something, and the Tavea says that it's mine, but the Tavea doesn't have ample raya. So what does Bezin say, Hamotzi mirchav haraya? To what extent do we assume that chefza is yours, but Torah is vadai? To what extent do we assume that's not yours, but Torah's vadai? You say yes, the Tovea says no. Right? Neither one of you furnished a sufficient raya, so Bezin says Hamotzi mirchav haraya. Do we actually treat it as suffek? Let's assume, for example, you have such a din Torah, and the Tovea fails to prove his case, and the Psach Halacha is Hamotzi mirchav haraya. You mean to say if you're mekadesh and isha with those mos, it's only a suffek kedushin? Just that Tovea was unable to prove, and therefore how can Motzi Mamon given the light of Safek? Or do you say that's not true? The Pasuk recognizes that Machzik, right, with Tanis Baldin, right, is considered to be absolute Birur. A person will take that money that was subject to Din Torah with the Psach Halacha Motzi V'Charaya and he'll buy Lulav Nesra. You mean to say that it's question whether Al-Pidin is considered to be Lachem or whether it's not? It's just simply that the Torah dictates that we can't be motzi mamon based on safek? Or do we consider hamotzi mamon chavayah to be, right here, not absolute resolution? Because barring any other raya, we assume that the machzik with the ne'emanos of a badal din b'tanoseh is considered to be an absolute bala chefetz. That's the chiddush that Nesiva suggests when it comes to the case of Tartu d'Mehesa. We'll have to discuss more about the chazakas. Let's at least begin the issue of Sveik Sveika. The Gemara says the following. When it comes to the Tana Sabala, Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi, if you're dealing with an Eishes Kohen, it's considered to be a single Safek. Tachto, that's the only issue. If you deal with an Eishes Yisrael, so in such a case, question one is Tachto, Vein Tachto, then the other issue is Onis and Ratzon, and therefore Al-Kedin, that is considered to be a Sveik Sveika. And therefore, even in light of Pesach Pasuach, she remains with Teres Ahava. When we did the sugya on Daf Beis, we pointed out the following Chiddush of Rashi. That the Mishnah tells us that the Sulin Yisrael is the Yom HaRevi. What is the purpose? So clearly the Gemara tells us that we insist that the marriage takes place then, in order that the Baal will immediately be able to come to Beis Din with his claim. And Rashi comes, why is that so important? Because after all, Yisbar HaDavar, and the Yatzakol, with the hope that Shema Yavo Eini. Good. So we saw the Rashba pointed out, the Maslo Besula, as well as the Ritva, that apparently, the Takana then of our Mishnah of the Sula Nisus Yom HaRavi, were referring to cases where it is necessary to secure Eidim. So in light of our Sugya, what was driving that Takana of the Sula Nisus was not the Eishes Kohen, where the Baal has Nemanus, but rather was the case of Eishes Yisrael, that as it is now, we would paskin a Sveik Sveika, and therefore should be Muteres al HaBaal. But look, we acknowledge there's a possibility that is not the case, and if Eidim were to come forward, that would serve as absolute Birur, so therefore, that was exactly the Takana, the hope of Shem Yavo Eidim. So apparently, according to Rashi, you see the following great Kiddush, and that is, even though this is an instance of Sveik Sveika, nonetheless, the Takana was established Kidei Levare. Poshup Shat that in Rashi would appear that Sveik Sveika, yes, when Birur is impossible, the Psak Halacha will be that it's Mutter. But nonetheless, Sarech Levare. This explicitly pointed out is what the Rashba writes in Chulin, right, the Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, that even if you have a case of Sveik Sveika, so B'makom Dlo Efshel Lamod Barav Shel Davar, when there is no possibility of Birur, you're right, then we'll pass on a Sveik Sveika is Lekula. But when it's Efshel Levarer, Rash writes explicitly, then Bodkin, it's necessary to go through that process in order to be Mevara the Suffolk. And Rashba writes the following, if you have a case where the person has a whole herd of Shvari, and we know that an Ari entered the corral and attacked a particular shore, so in such a case, if you now will take a shore for the purpose of Shechita, so in such a case, it's necessary to determine that it is healthy, that it's not considered to be a treifa, even though there is a clear Sveik Sveika. After all, Shema lo darazeh, who says that this was an animal that was attacked? And B, Timsilama daraz, who says that it was attacked in such a way that it would render it a treifa? Rashi writes, Enochinami, Kiddush number one, that's called a Sveik Sveika. Shema lo daraz, Timsilama daraz, maybe shlo keneged hacholo. And Sarech Levare. When this Chiddush is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud of Yoredeya, so the Gaon in Sivkot Mamet Ches tells you that the Sheet of Tosus and the Rush is against it. The Tosus and the Rush assume that when it comes to a Sveik Sveika, they're Eif Shel Levare. The Tosus and the Rush are found in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamet Ches and Abeis, where Tosus quotes in Divrei Maschil E, the sheet of Rashi, and the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and the sheet of the Ri, that say the following, that Stam Kalim Sha'ov Dekochavim Enom B'neom. If for whatever reason, right, the Kli of a Goy was used, we can assume simply, right, that any Tam is a Tam Pogel. What exactly is the Sfeik Sveika? So Tosfos Rosh explained that, number one, that we don't know when the Goy last used this kli. Tosfos says, Sfeik Nishtamish Bo Biyom? Oh, Esmo. Maybe this kli was not used recently at all. And therefore, if it was only used in the distant past, so therefore it's not no saying any significant tam, a pidin, it's a tam pogo. And then Tosfos says, Nafil Nishtamshu Bo Biyom? And even if we know that it was used today, so Tosfos says the following, right? Maybe still, Shemin Yishtamish Bo Dover Shu Pogim Be'en. Maybe it's something that can have a Tam Pogum immediately. Later in Avodah Zarah, from the Tesama days, the Gemara discusses certain cases where immediately it's considered to be Nosim Tam Nivgam and doesn't present a problem of Leah. Or that maybe it was used for something which is not Nosim Tam at all. So Tulsa says, if you have Stam Kalim Shol Deko Vavim, so number one, that we don't have to assume that it has a absolute Tam of Machalos Asuros, because maybe it's Eino Ben Yomo, and even if it was used today, maybe it was used in such a way that it doesn't have a Tam of Issa. So the Rosh now adds the following line. Right, the Rosh, there on Avodah Zarah and Perek Beis, and Simon Lamed Hei, so the Rosh says, Vim Tomar, Velita Mekfeva, Vimivarer, let a guy taste it and see if there's any nesinas tam. The Rosh is borrowing from the Gemara Chulin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, where the Gemara says, if you have something where there's a suffix as to whether there's a shear of no same tam or not, oh, Yisrael can't eat it. Maybe it's no same tam. So have a guy eat it. In order to determine whether it is no same tam, whether it's not no same tam. So the Rosh writes the same thing here as well. You have a suffix as to whether something is no same tam. So be mevarer. Belit to make fema. You can determine whether there is a tam of yisr or not. So that's what the Rosh writes the Chiddush v'Yishlamar, that now kevin is fake. Sveiku lo hitrichu chachamim latimu lekvelim. Since it's fake sveika, you don't have to go through the trouble of biru. That's what the Gom points out, that this Rosh is against at that Rosh from Chulin. This is the Ramah that we discussed earlier in our day in Simen Kuf Yud and Siv Tes, where the Ramah discusses a case of what happens if after one does a shchita to an oath, you notice now that nishva or nishmat gapa, you see that its wing is broken. That's a case of a sveik sveika. That number one, safek nichayim and safek lachar shchita. Even if you were to determine that yes, that this is a difficulty, no? That this animal, right, has a simen treifa. Yeah, but nonetheless, maybe that happened lachar shchita. Even if no, right, it should be that this happened when the animal was still alive. Shemla nikra hareya. No, the fact that the wing is broken itself is not the treifa. The treifa is that that indicates, right, some internal damage. So therefore, in that instance, when you find a broken wing after shchita, so in such a case, Rama writes that yesh tamei mikach sveik sveika. And then Rama adds the following kiddush: even though that some level of bitter is possible, you can now do bidikas areya. After the shchita is done, we'll look at the internal organs and see if they're intact. If they're intact, there's no suffix whatsoever. If they're not intact, okay, you still have the suffix of mechaim lachar shchita. That's just a single suffix. So Rama writes that now, that even though that form of birur is possible, nonetheless, ain't ochlish, it's not necessary. And the Shach, there the Kloy Sveik Sveika, right, the Nosam above, quotes the Rosh, but it disagrees. Here is something which is in fact Efshel Avarer, and therefore birur is absolutely necessary. We even pointed out a further Chiddush, we discussed this in Daf Beis. That birur, to some extent, is incomplete. You will not be able to, right, be mevarer everything. You can be mevarer the issue of nikra hareya or not. The issue of mechayim lachar shchita, that you will not be able to be mevarer. But nonetheless, if you can minimize a single suffix, so that's the chiddush that the Shach points out, named the Rashba, one is obligated to do so. See, in the case of the Rashba and Daf Nun Gimel, Shemalo Dara, Nimtim Samadara, Shemalo Keneged HaKholo, right now you could resolve both feikos. Look at the animal. You see the animal is fully intact. So you can resolve suffik A as well as suffik B. Lo daras. Here, that really is not fully true. Right here, you'll only be able to resolve a single suffik, but not the element of time, whether mechaim or lachar shchita. And nonetheless, the Shach writes that according to Rashba, birur in fact is necessary. This is a very important machlokas rishonim in terms of the basis of sfeik simcha. Why is it that sfeik sfeika is considered timotim? As we discussed before, does this work mean dinya hachra? Or does this sfeik sfeika mean more than that? That it's monea the latest hasafek. Dinya hachra means that, look, we recognize al pidin that there is legitimate safek. The question is, how you resolve such a safek? So we have many principles of resolving something. Or maybe one could argue, no, that's not true. When you're dealing with a sfeik sfeika, the likelihood of Isra al pidin is so remote that we don't even consider it to be that which is a safek. The Gemara says, for example, of Meir's Hayesh Lamiyuta. Yeah, but it has to be a miyut hamatsui. There would be a miyut that even Rav Meir agrees. One could argue that if something is a sfeik sfeik lahatir, so therefore lahalacha, right, the option of iser is too remote even to label it as a sfeik. One of the possible nafkaminas we discussed is that sugyan beis and nafkimla beis regarding a davar sheish lamatir. What happens if you have an area lahalacha where hachra is impossible? That's what Rashi writes regarding Dover Shesh Matirin generally. Right? When you have a suffix, well, you have to address it. What happens if no one's twisting your arm to address it? Just wait till tomorrow and the whole issue will resolve itself. Rashi writes that's exactly the sugi of Dover Shesh Matirin. Ashi Tafleno Be'isr Tafleno Be'heter. You have a suffix Drabban of Muksa today. Don't rely on any kulus. Just wait till Motzai Shabbos, wait till Motzai Yantiv. The whole issue of muktzah will resolve itself. Good? Asha tofano be'isr, tofano be'etr. Good? So you have a beitza shenoga. If there's a safek, no, davar sheish lamatir. What would happen in the case of sfeik sfeik? If you have a sfeik sfeik and davar sheish lamatir, what would the halacha be? If you argue that sfeik sfeik works midine hachra, in such a case, one could argue when it comes to davar sheish lamatir, we're not forcing to be machriya. It'll be heter gomor tomorrow. But if you're telling me al pidin that this is not considered to be right a suffix, so in such an instance, even in those areas where hachra is impossible, nonetheless we would assume that a fake sfeik would be mutter. This is a basic machlokas rishonim. The Gemara quotes in Beis and Daf Gimel Beis we learned last year the following brisa, which is somewhat unclear. Halacha number one, the Braisa says that a beitza shenoga is asura. Good. Muktza. Number two, the Braisa says, usfeik asura. Even if it's safek. I'm not sure when this hen laid egg. Right? I walk into the coop and I see the egg is there. Maybe it happened before yontif, maybe it happened on yontif. And then the Braisa concludes, v'imnis arva kulam asuras. What does that mean, v'imnis arva? Halacha number one, beitza shenoga. Halacha number two, sfeika. Halacha number three, imnis arva. Is imnis arva going back on vadai or in the case of suffering? So Tosus in the Masla Bakcheros quotes the view of Rabbi Yotam that last line in the Brisan is arva be'elef kulan asuros is a isratzmo koi. That's referring to the vadai case. If you have an absolute mukta problem, even if it became intermingled with other things that are not muktza, kulan asuros. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's poshut shat in the Rambam as well. If you look in the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf of Hilchos Yontif, when the Rambam presents that brisa imnis arva be'elef kulan asuros, the Rambam does so as referring to vaday muktza, not safek muktza. That's the diuk of the Magen Mishnah. That the Rambam apparently is in agreement with Rabbi Natam. that if it would be a case of a safek, mukta, and this case, the beitza shenolda shenis arva, then it would be mutter. It's only vadai that we assume kulin asurus. Why is that true? So the Rashba writes in beitza nafkim leveis, that's because the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that a safek is mutter, and davar sheish lamatir. Good is the davar sheish lamatir. So we will not be machriya the safek leheter, but we'll simply wait. Is that called the hachra to argue that it's a sveik sveika? We don't even know if the beitz itself is muktzah. And then he's arva. There we assume asher taflino bisher taflino beheter. That's the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. That no, sveik sveika is mutter and davar sheish lamatir. And this is what the Mechaber writes in Yerodeya and Simon Kuf Yud in Siv Zayin. And the Shach points out in Siv Kot Nun Vav that the Mordechai disagrees. The Mordechai is found in Avodah Zarah, right in Perek Gimel, in Simin Tav Tav Mem Aleph, where the Mordechai writes the name of Rabbeinu Simcha, that a sveik sveik is osner in a case of davar sheish lamatirin. What is that machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam versus the Mordechai? Achor, exactly this issue. Davar sheish lamatirin is not nitan lahachra. If you assume that's what sveik sveika does, it's machriya leheter, should not apply. If, however, you assume that no, the Torah argues that al pidin, this is not considered to be leitas hasafek. So in such a case, even in davar sheish lamatirin, that'll be mutter. That's how the Rav explained this machlokas rishonim, like it today, is nerash from beis and nafkimah beis. We'll have to see the sugya and daf testament base. Also very important. Tosus raised the issue. And Devar Maschil E, what would the halacha be in a sveik sveika lahotzi mamon? Not so simple. When it comes to sveik sveika in areas of isser veheter, so we'll assume as an argamara, sveik sveika will tilt to the reason of isser, of heter. What about when it comes to dinim mamonos? Would you be motzi mamon based in a sveik sveika? That's what I have to see. The Tosam Tesam obeys. Poshab Shat, this is Machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid, in Hilchos Bikurim, in Perak Yerala Halacha Chafei. That also could be quite relevant. If you assume Al Pidin, it's a Safek, so whenever there's a Safek of Dinim Amanos, we assume Hamotz Mirkla Paraya. If you assume to an extent that that's not true, this fake sveika means that we can presume that this is what occurred. One perhaps could argue, we'll have to see this again of Tesma days, that that could be relevant even in areas of Dinim Amanos as well. When there's a suffake, then we assume Hamas Mirchav Haraya. If, however, dealing with fake sveika, and you'll tell me fake sveika means that we presume that that is not considered to be a suffake at all. In that instance, that line of reasoning could be relevant even in areas of Din Mamonos as well, or even when it comes to cases of Hilchos Brachos. We assume that Safek Brachos Lahakel, what about when it comes to a Sfeik Sfeika? If you'll argue that a Sfeik Sfeika Al Pidin is not considered to be Safek, one could argue the following Kiddush, that in a Sfeik Sfeika, one in fact should recite a Bracha. If you're going to argue that no, that's not true, that the Torah recognizes that this in fact is a suffix, so in such a case, maybe you don't recite a bracha even in a case of sveik sveik as well. The Prima Gadim raises this as a suffix in the Psicha Tuchos Brachos. Suffix brachos lahakel, good. What happens if it's in the case of a sveik sveik? What happens if there's a great likelihood that you should be able to recite a bracha? And there's only, right, the remote possibility of an inability to recite a bracha. Do you assume the principle of safek brachos lahakel, or do you not, in those particular cases? So that's one element. When it comes to a case of sveik sveika, is it nidinei hachra, or is it monea leidas hasafek? There's a further comment that that Rashba has, in Beis and Daf Gimel, which also will be very important for our discussion of sveik sveika, and that is, When we argue something as a sveik sveika, how closely linked do those two sveikos have to be? You just saw the nesivus. You can't call something a tarti the reyesa if you're combining a chazaka dahashta together with a chezkas mamon. They're completely different types of chazaka. That the Gemara would never call it tarti the reyesa. What happens when it comes to sveikos? Do they have to be comparable sveikos? Or do we assume that that's not true? The Rashba writes, in that case, that Rabbi Yotam was discussing, if you have a Besa Shinoda, right, where it's a suffix, whether it's Mukhtza, and then Shanis Arva, so the Rashba writes that of course that's Aser. Why is that Aser? Not necessarily because a sveik is Aser and Dover Shesh Lamatirin, like the view of the Mordechai, but one could argue the Rashba writes very differently, that Al Pidin, that is not considered to be a sveik at all. And that's the presentation of the Rashba, that there, it's Safek Echad Begufa, Safek Echad B'Taruvos. They're two completely different types of Safek. One Safek is to its essence, its identity. Is this a Beitzash Trefa or is it not? Is this a Beitzash Mukta or is it not? The other is Taruvos. Is this the location of that Beitzah? That's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes. If you have a case where it's Safek Echad Begufo, a Safek Echad B'Taruvos, so Al Pidin, that is not considered to be a case of Sveik Sveik at all. See, if you're just questioning the odds, what are the odds of Isser? L'chora, in such an instance, one could in principle envision combining two different Sveikos. Now, the possibility of Heter, right, is likely, the possibility of Isser is remote. Whether Al Pidin it's Mechad Gavna, one form of Safek, or whether it's two completely different types of Safek. But that's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes, that you can't combine a Safek Echad Gufa, a Safek Echad B'Taruvos. We pointed out when we did that Sugya that there are two very different reasons why that should be. Even assuming the Chiddush the Rashba, that you cannot combine a Safek Echad Gufa, Safek Echad B'Taruvos, two possibilities. One possibility, that's what Rabbi Neperes writes, based on Daf Gimel Beis, because in order to label something as a Sveik Sveika, conceptually in Lomdus, it must be Mechad Gavna. It must be the same type of Safek. If you have a Beis from pile A that went into pile B, that went into pile C, you have two Sveikos B'Taruvos. That's a Sveik Sveika. Right, you take an egg from pile C, that's a Sveik Sveika, whether that was the original Beitza. It has to be Nichad Gavna, comparable Sveikas. If you look at the Rashba in Torah HaBayis, the Rashba writes in Bayis Dalit and Shar Beis, a different Lamdas. Rashba writes the following. Let's say Argamar. This is a case of Sveik Sveika. Pesach Pesuach Matzasa. Suffolk is created right here and now. And right here and now, there are two issues to consider. Tafta, Ein Tafta, Ratzon and Ones. That's a case of Sveik Sveika. Rashba writes, that's never true when you have a case of Echad Begufo, Echad B'Taruvos. When it comes to Echad Begufo, Taruvos, temporally, they're not the same. Both Sveikos are Chalba Vasachas. Certainly not. Rash writes the following Chiddush. Kvar Asrasa. The first suffix is history. No? You have a Beit Shanolda. Suffix Mukhtza, suffix not Mukhtza. If you were to pose the Shaila right now, what would the halacha be? Dover Sheish Matir Nitzasr. So it's as though that suffix was already resolved the Chumrah. Now that all of a sudden Nis Arva, is that first suffix Chozer V'Neir? It's revitalized. No. The first suffix is already resolved. And therefore, that's not a Sveik Sveika. That's Sveik A that was dealt with. And now, an independent Sveik B. In our Gemara, that's not true. In our Gemara, you have both Sveikos that are Chalba Vasachas. That is a Sveik Sveika. That's the chiddush that the Rashba writes. According to Rashba, it's not necessarily the case, right? Based on its identity, now of gufo versus taruvos, but whether simply whether the sfeikos for chal bavasachas or whether the sfeikos for chal, right? Bozeh, harzeh. That's the chiddush that the Rashba writes to explain the sefek echad gufo, sefek echad b'taruvos. These issues of how you understand sfeik sfeika and whether in fact you have a right to combine two different types of sefek to some extent could be linked to the very source of sfeik sfeika. How do we know? As our Gemara tells us, a sfeik sfeika, right, is mutter. We discussed very briefly in Daf Beis the chiddush of the Rambam regarding suffix in general. The concept of sveika daraisa l'chumra, that itself, is that a din daraisa or is that a din darabamah? That's the theme of the first maisa. The Rambam writes the chiddush nochos tumas meis in perek tes halacha yedbeis, the kol hasfeikos, ben betumos, ben machalos asuros, the Rambam adds, very important, ben ba'arayos, v'shabasos, any suffix, whether you deal with machalos asuros, or tuma, tara, arayos, shabbos, ein choshesh shemahem ela midivrei sofrim. The need to concern yourself with such a suffix, it's only a din d'rabbanan. Great chiddush. Rambam writes that midaraisa, sveika daraisa is the kula. The whole need to be choshish for safek daraisa is midivrei sofrim. The Rambam is immediately bothered. How can that be? Doesn't the Torah acknowledge that there's something called an asham tolui? A person is obligated to bring a karban makom safek. Person has a suffix, whether a chelev or shuma, you're obligated to bring a carbon. How in the world can the Rambam say in choshen let me divrei sofrim? How can that be? So the Rambam himself asks this question. That's the gears that we have in the Rambam. The afal pikein, the Rambam writes, davar shachayev nos donai kares. If you're dealing with that, where there's nisr kares. So then, sveiko asim in HaTorah. Then the Rambam writes, certainly, sveiko asim in HaTorah. Shrei also, so chayim basham talim. Remember the Kiddush, the Rambam, no? Generally speaking, sveiko daraisa l'chumra is din d'rabbanan, right? Except for davar shochen as donat kares. Even in obey, the Rambam is very difficult, no? The Rambam writes, tumos, machalos asuros, well, that's okay. Right? Arayos and Shabbosos. The Rambam writes, Kol hasfeikos, even Arayos and Shabbosos. In Choshen Elam Yidivrei Sofrim. And what do you do with Hashem Toloi? No, Karis is an exception. And what was the case of Arayos and Shabbosos? You mean the Rambam is talking about Yisurei Lav? A Lav of Arayos? Right? Or those prohibitions of Shabbos that are only in Isra Lav as opposed to Malachi Shabbos? Very difficult, no? But a regular case of Rayos, a regular case of Shabbos, you're Chayim Karek. That's not true. The Sveik the Rayos is the Chumrah. The gears we have in the Rambam is very difficult. Exception of Karek. Assuming this Kiddush in the Rambam, the gears that we have, that you see from the fact that you're chayv in Hashem Tolui, that this is not true when it comes to chayv krisus, you see an important chiddush. That the concept of Hashem Tolui is not just simply a detail in terms of a din karban, but rather Hashem Tolui is a much more fundamental halacha. Is this considered to be a maisa avera or is it not? No? The Rambam writes the following. Right? A a person violated an avera of the safek. Is that considered to be a nice avera? You have a situation of safek. Midaraisa, do we assume sveka daraisa is the chumra? The Rambam writes, you see from Hashem Toloi, that it depends on whether it was Nisr Lav or an essay, or a chi of Kuris, or a chi of Misa. That's an important chiddush that you see in the Rambam Shita. Now, the fact that the Torah writes that you're obligated to bring an Hashem Toloi, Makam Kuris, is not just simply a gzera sakosif in terms of Ritzui Karban, but it addresses an essential issue as to what extent that is considered to be a Maisa Isser. That which is under Safek, is that called a Maisa Vera, is it not? The Rambam writes, you see when it comes to Chiyuv Kares, it is called Maisa Vera, it requires Kapara. But when it comes to Shar Halachos, Sveika Darais is the Kula. That's a great Chiddush. One could have argued that if a person violates Nisr Nisafek, of course it's a Maisa Vera. If you're dealing with Nisr Kares, you have to bring a Karban Hashem, just like you bring a Karban Chatzos from Makom Shogeg. No, the Rambam writes clearly that you see from the Parsha of Hashem Toloi that that will define for us when Safek is considered to be Maisa Avera, when it will not. That's the aura that you find in the Chedushi HaGriz, right, to Nazir. The Sugi of Nazir and Daf Chav Gimel, the Briskarav points out that our gears in the Rambam, that the fact that you're Chayv and Hashem Toloi is telling you, right, a great, great Chiddush. And that is that Safek is considered to be a Maisa Avera if you're dealing with the Safek Yisr Kares, but not if you're dealing with other cases. See, sometimes we just think of Onshin as a difference in degree. It's not a different kind of Yisr. Just simply, right, some things is Onesh Malchus, sometimes there's an Onesh Kares. And one is more Chamor, one is less Chamor. Here you see much more than that. When we're discussing, for example, the Sugi of Davar Sheinu Miskaven, well, we discussed that Ram and Sanhedrin, that Peidalev. Ram points out the following Chiddush. Now, what's Halakha Dorshin Iskaven according to Rabbi Shimon? So if you're dealing with Shari Surim, Chavi Lavim, for example, Dorshin Iskaven is Mutter. If you're dealing with Chamuros, you're dealing with something where there's a Chiyuv, Kareis, or a Chiyuv Misa, Maka Avim Mos Yumas, then Dorshin Iskaven is absolutely Aser. And the fact that Rabbi Shimon says Davar Sheni Miskaven is Mutar on Shabbos, that's an exception because of Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah. No? But you see a Chiddush according to the Ran as well. That the difference in Chayvei Lavan as opposed to Chayvei Misos is crucial. No? In the case of Makav Mimo, even an unintended act is considered to be forbidden. In the case of Acherim Pen Yosef, Davar Sheni Miskaven is Mutar. That's very similar to this case as well. You're dealing with the Chi of Kares, even Shogeg is Aser, Safek is Aser, Davar Sheni Miskaven is Aser. You're dealing with Kalos, right? Chavi Esse, Chavi Los Esse, Davar Sheni Miskaven will be Mutter. Or if it's a Safek, it's Mutter. Right? That's the Chiddush of the Shita, the Rambam, the gears that we have. The difficulty is mentioned in this Girsa is what do you do with the Rambam's illustrations of Arayos or Shabbosos? Very difficult. Arayos is only referring to either Chavilavim or those aspects of Arayos which are only Nisr Lav. Or Shabbosos is only referring to, again, Chilul Shabbos, which is a Lav, like Mechamer, for example, but not real Melech Shabbos. Perhaps you have to distinguish in a very different way, not between Karius as opposed to, right, in Israelav. This difficulty is dealt with in Shuvas Maharit, in Chelek Beis of Yoredei and Simen Aleph. And if you take a look in the new Rambams that are printed, the Frankel Rambams, they point out the two different yourselves, right, in this Rambam, whether the Rambam writes Davar Shachinah Zonai Karius is an exception. What would the other possibility be? How can the Rambam maintain that Sveika Darais L'Chumra is only a Din D'Rabbanan? What do you do with Hashem Toloi? So if you look in the Rambam's discussion of Ashem Talui, there the Rambam makes the following distinction. The Rambam writes in Nochush Gadons, in Perechess Halacha Beis, that in order to be Chayiv in Ashem Talui, you require Ikva Isura. This Isur has to be present, it has to be established. If there is a suffix as to whether the Isser was present or established by Ikvi Isura, then there's no Chiyuv Ashem Talui. The Rambam writes that Eino Chayuv Ashem Talui Ad Shehi Hashem Isser Kavua. If it's low Ikvi Isura, certainly not. What's an example then of Ashem Talui? The Ram gives you the following. A person eats chaylev. The fact that that was chaylev is absolute. Why is there a safek? Safek, whether he ate a kazayis, whether he ate pachos mikashir. Or the Ram gives you a further example. There are two chatichos in front of you. One is chaylev, one is shuman, and you eat one of them, but the existence of chaylev is without question. Or the Rambam writes that two women, Ishto v'Achosam, the existence of the Erva is without question. That's Ashem Talui. The Rambam writes, however, let's assume it's Chaticha Achas, Safek Chela Safek Shuma, where perhaps the Isser was simply non-existent. Or let's assume, for example, it was a case of Baal Ishto in Safek Nida, Safek Eino Nida, where perhaps there was no Isser to speak of at all. In such a case, the Rambam writes that there's no Ashem Talui. This is what the Rambam derived from the Sugyan Krisis and Daf Yud Zayin. In order to be Chayv in Ashem Talui, it requires Ikva Yisura. Discussed yesterday the Tosus and the Beis of an Aleph and Nida. How does Shammai say Dayan Shaita? What about the concept of Safek Tuma? No, it's the first Teretz of Tosus was Safek Tuma is only Ikan Labanat Mafreya. The second Teretz of Tosus is Safek Tuma is only when the Tuma was absolutely in existence. The Tuma was present, which is simply a Safek in terms of Maga. Did you contact the Tuma, did you not? If you have a suffix as to whether the tumor was in existence at all, you don't apply a principle of suffix tumor. Tosis the second teres. Suffix re'iyah as opposed to suffix maga. Suffix maga means the tumor was absolutely established. We just don't know whether this item came in contact with it or not. In the case of tumor mafreya, in the case of nida, you don't even know whether the tumor existed or not. That's not called the suffix tumor. This is the distinction the Rambam writes in Perches of Chagas when it comes to Ashem Talui. Right? That's what the Gemara says in Krisis and Daf Yud Zayin. Again, Pasha Pshat, one could have argued, this is a detail. The Gemara is not addressing the concept of Suffolk generally, but rather the details, right? The Prate Dinim of Achi of Ashem Talui. That requires Ikvi Yisura. According to the other gears of the Rambam, no. The Gemara is telling you the following Chiddush. When is it necessary, midaraisa, to concern yourself with Safek? When do we assume a Safek is the Chumrah? Forget about Ashem Talui. Ashem Talui is an indicator. When do we consider Safek daraisa the Chumrah? What's the answer? Only at Ikvei Sura, not low Ikvei Sura. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam clearly is arguing that you see from the parsha of Ashem Talui, right, an essential requirement of Safek. Either Safek is only forbidden midaraisa b'malkam karis or misa, or Safek is only forbidden midaraisa Heichadik the Isura. That's a very important chiddush, the Rambam Shita. B'chol HaTorah Kula, Sveika Daraisas L'Kula, with an exception. And two possibilities of that exception. Either Karis Misa or Ikvi Isura. This is very relevant for Sveik Sveika in the following sense. Does the concept of Sveik Sveika L'Kula have anything at all to do with this Rambam? One could argue, certainly yes. Right, this is the assumption, the Prima Gadim. The Rambam never puts the two together. But the Prima Gadim writes in Ginas Radim, in Simin Ches, like this Chiddush, that once you see this Rambam, that Sveika Darais L'Chumra is only a Din Rabbanon, so now Sveik Sveik is simply a Safek Rabbanon L'Kula. The Rambam does not make that link. In principle, the Rambam could argue maybe Sveik Sveik has nothing at all to do with this. Because if you assume that this is the Chiddush, then you must argue then the next step, that the starting point of Sveik Sveika is that we're dealing with a case where Safik Darais is Lakula. If you were to have a case where the Safik Darais would be Lakumra, then there's no Heter, Sveik Sveika. That's why these two Girsos and the Rambam are crucially important then for this issue. In a case where we would assume Sveika Daraisa Min HaTorah is Lachumra, we can't go on to the next step and argue Sveik Sveika is only a Sveika Dron Lekula. That would mean the following Chiddush. That either in cases of an Isser Kares, or in cases of Ikve Isura, depending on which gears you have in the Rambam, there shouldn't be halacha, Sveik Sveika Lekula. If you're dealing with the norm, Sveika Daraisa Mikra Hadin is Lekula, then you can argue a Sveik Sveika, the Safek Dron Lekula. But that would not apply in cases of Ikvi Surah, right, or in cases where there's a Kares, or a Chiyuv Misa. If you assume, for example, that Sveik Sveika is based on something entirely different, right, what we discussed earlier, that Shuvah Sarashva, right, and Chelak Aleph, and Shuvah Taf Aleph, Sveik Sveik is Midin Rov. So therefore, one is not limited. It's a cases where it's only Kalos as opposed to Chamuros, or Lo Ikva as opposed to Ikva. The concept of Rov can prevail. In other cases as well. Or, for example, the Har of Havi Kiveger. And here in Ksuvas, and up your Beis Madeis. If you assume that the basis of Sveik Sveika is because the Sveika Daraisa is the Kula Mikra Hadin, that's only relevant when it comes to Isurim. Now the issue we'll get to in the Tosas and the Aptesim Adbeis. What about Sveik Sveik when it comes to Dinim Amanos? Sveik Sveika should be also when it comes to Dinim Amanos. If you're working with the concept of Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra, in areas of Isser Veheter, Safik is Mutter. So Sveik Sveika, there's no Chumra Drabana. When you're dealing with Dinim Amanos, you have a Safik Mama. Torah says that's Mutter. Something may legitimately be yours. May legitimately be yours. You're allowed to seize that Chepetz. Certainly not. That's why Rabbi Kiveger points out that if you assume that Sveik Sveika somehow is predicated on this Chiddush of the Rambam, that's only going to apply in Isser Veheter as opposed to Mamon. And those certain cases, the Heter that you want to apply it to. Like Karius and Misrik V'Yisura. If you assume, however, that it's based on the broader issue, right, of Rov, or maybe Adif Mirov, there's no Vedas HaSafek, right, that concept can be extended, right, to other cases as well, maybe into areas of Dinim Amanos. We'll have to continue discussing this issue, right, the Sveik Sveika L'Tosus. Let's go through again the sugya, try to get up to Daf Tesis Amud Beis, take a look at that Tosus, the Rashi, right, and as Hashem will continue in the morning.